This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia continues to accuse Ukraine of targeting the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Zarya Shakli has more.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says the plant was shelled three times over the past day. Konashenkov added that 17 ordnance were fired at the plant in total, with four hitting a block where 168 packages of American Westinghouse nuclear fuel are stored. Konashenkov said a U.S.-made M777 howitzer was destroyed by Russian artillery return fire. I'm Zarya Shakli.
Japan pledged $30 billion in aid for development in Africa on Saturday, saying it wants to work more closely with the continent, addressing a Japan-Africa summit in Tunisia. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida also said Tokyo would work to ensure grain shipments to Africa amid a global shortage. He spoke by video link after testing positive for COVID-19. Kishida said the $30 billion would be delivered over 3 years, promising smaller sums for food security in coordination with the African Development Bank. And Tunisia's state news agency cited Japan's foreign minister as saying Japan was granting Tunisia $100 million to help mitigate the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hundreds of people have demonstrated in several parts of India to protest a recent government decision to free 11 men who had been jailed for life after gang raping a Muslim woman during India's religious riots in 2002. The protesters in New Delhi on Saturday demanded the government rescind the decision. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said Saturday that Serbia and Kosovo have settled a dispute over the movement of citizens across their shared border. The dispute stemmed from predominantly ethnic Albanian Kosovo's declaration of independence from Serbia in 2008. Serbia has refused to recognize Kosovo's independence, but despite its recognition from the United States, most EU states, and Serbian allies, Russia and China. The most recent flare-up of tensions between the two countries has been triggered by a directive for Kosovo authorities for local Serbs to switch their car number plates from Serbian to Kosovar ones starting September 1st. Serbs from Northern Kosovo responded by setting roadblocks and clashing sporadically with police before NATO peacekeepers oversaw their removal. Talks between the two sides have so far failed to yield any concrete results. The Burkina Faso army said Saturday that unidentified gunmen killed six people and wounded two others in an attack on a convoy from a gold mine in the eastern part of the country. The army said in its statement that last week five vehicles were dispatched from the mine to help a nearby convoy that had been stuck in the mud for days. The attack occurred after the convoy was back on the road again. The assailants targeted the five support vehicles when they became separated from the convoy and its security detail. The mining company, Canada-based Endeavour, did not respond to requests for comment. A car once owned by Britain's Princess Diana has sold at auction for just under $764,000. You might not believe what kind of a car it was. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
£550,000 on the Ford Escort. I've never said that before.
In the end, Silverstone Auctions' Jonathan Humber sold Princess Diana's 1985 black Ford Escort RS Turbo S1 with just under 25,000 miles on it for just under $764,000. A buyer from a village in Cheshire, England, won the auction. Silverstone said Princess Diana used a fleet of luxury vehicles for official engagements, but preferred to drive the Ford Escort for personal errands. Next week marks 25 years since Diana, along with her boyfriend, Dodi Al-Fayed, were killed when the limousine they were in crashed in a Paris tunnel as it sped away from paparazzi. I'm Julie Walker.
And once again, our top story this hour, Russia is continuing to accuse Ukraine of targeting the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.